Now, we could keep celebrating Halloween by traveling around the country and TPing each of our panelists' houses again. Or we could play some of our favorite moments from then, from the past year. Amy, the Wall Street Journal reports that Choo Choo TV is a YouTube channel, and it's having tremendous success making something a lot less upsetting for kids. What is it?
Choo Choo TV, is it about chewing?
No.
Or is it about choo-chooing?
No, it's a video channel for young children, specifically gives them much less upsetting versions of what?
Parents, getting divorced, leaving the house.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Debbie Daisy, telling you that your parents still love you both very much.
It's not.
That is...
less upsetting versions of life.
Sure, that's daddy's new girlfriend, but not your new mom. That is the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
Wait a minute.
Think of her as your new big sister. She's young enough. And then...
I know.
No, not that. Not that. No.
Less upsetting versions of, is it like a story?
Yeah,
that's
they're
a version?
Very, they're famous stories.
Nursery rhymes.
Yes, nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. In their version, Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men can put them back together again. Can we just stop and say, why would you even ask for the horses in that situation? I've got a cracked egg here. Send over the giant beasts whose legs end in hammers.
So if everybody ends up okay.
Well, yeah. So instead of, all the king's horses and all the king's men not being able to put him together again, in the Choo Choo TV version, the village takes Humpty, puts him on bed rest in a little body cast, and while he's healing, they put up helpful signs warning other people not to climb the wall. It's dangerous.
They're nursing rhymes.
Yes, in a weird way, yeah.
Is this because we want to raise a generation even worse than millennials?
Yes, probably true.
Is one thing, but nursery rhymes,
yeah, nursery
really?
Rhymes. Yeah.
Has a child ever been harmed by a nursery rhyme?
Well, think of it. Nursery rhymes, right? Nursery rhymes can be violent. Jack and Jill went up the hill, and they came down and broke his crown, you know? I mean, so in their version, they go up the hill, they have counseling, they really learn to handle their conflicts.
What about that old woman who's living in a shoe? Is that still happening?
With
no,
all
she
the
gets
children.
Moved to an assisted living facility. It's very nice.
Didn't she have dozens of children?
Wait, is that the same
she
as had, the
she
woman?
She didn't know
the,
what to do. She had
maybe she gets an implant.
I'm beginning to like the idea of the divorce story.
Yeah, I know. Alonzo, thanks to a tweet sent out by FEMA, Floridians who called a hotline for help after Hurricane Irma got what instead?
Wow, from FEMA, there's so many things that can be done wrong. They called out for help, and FEMA sent them something, or?
No.
They didn't,
when people called this 800 number, they didn't get
what they didn't get FEMA.
No,
they got some kind of sex line?
Exactly, they got phone sex operators. Clearly hoping to prove that they could do just as good a job under Trump as they did under George W. Bush. FEMA officials tweeted out a toll-free number to Florida residents looking for help recovering from the hurricane. Unfortunately, they swapped that 1-888 area code with 1-800, leading callers not to a relief organization, but to a phone sex line.
Which is a relief organization.
Yeah. Roy, a new study out this week finds that the secret to having a long, happy marriage is being what?
Alive.
Certainly better than the alternative.
Yeah.
What kind of people tended to have the happiest marriages?
People who could afford to.
That's right.
Oh!
Wow.
Rich people. Specifically, and this is where it gets interesting, rich jerks.
Oh.
Ah.
A study found that if you want to maximize your chances of being happy in a marriage, be a male rich person with extreme political views.
Oh. What?
All those things correlate with happy marriages. First of all, men tend to be happier in marriages than women, which makes sense because most women have to be married to men. Second, extreme views help because you tend to marry other people with the same views, so you don't argue as much. And also, finally,
being rich helps because everything is better when you're rich.
Uh-huh. I would have guessed the answer would have been deaf people.
You'd think?
Yeah.
You don't think you can...
You just tune them out whenever you want. Like blah, 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 blah. Deaf.
Yeah.
If you stay married long enough, you get there.
Yeah. Paula, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is a multimillionaire financier and movie producer. But now, of course, he's all about public service, which is why, we guess, he asked for the use of a government plane for what important trip?
For his honeymoon.
Yes, indeed, Paula. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, nothing solidifies high-level love like a government airplane.
Yeah. It's a motto. It's a motto in the Trump White House. You're only going to get married 3 or 4 times in your life. So why not do it in style and at taxpayer expense?
And it's something like the whole, it was something like $25,000 an hour.
Yeah, that's how much it costs to operate these planes.
Wait, but wait, here's what I look at. That guy's a billionaire,
He's
right?
He's a very rich man.
So he could like take a Learjet or the Concorde or a space shuttle, whatever.
But pretty much.
As a government airplane, like that much better than...
Well, here's the thing. I think because if you're that rich, there's some satisfaction you get from stealing from the poor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it for our not at all spooky Halloween preview show. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Fidelity Investments, taking a personalized approach to helping clients grow, preserve, and manage their wealth. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth, Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. The Herbert Simon Family Foundation, supporting NPR member station WFYI in Indianapolis, working together to cover stories and issues that inform listeners in Indiana and beyond by providing critical information about the factors influencing education. And Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl. With flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide, more at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks, our house manager is Tyler Green, our interns are Katie O'Reilly, and Gianna Capadonna, our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis. Thanks to all of our panelists and guests. Thanks to the immortal Carl Castle, our prize. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.